USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we believe the government cannot meet that burden.
The FBI warned banks of a serious hacking threat that could result in millions of dollars being taken out of ATMs. According to a cybersecurity firm, cybercriminals are preparing to carry out a highly choreographed global fraud scheme known as ATM cash-out. What the crooks plan on doing is hacking bank and payment card processors and using clone cards at ATMs around the world to withdraw millions of dollars in mere hours. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
On Monday, President Trump signed the $716 billion defense policy bill named for Senator John McCain. Mark Rockefeller is a CEO and co-founder of Street Shares. He's also a military veteran. He shares some of the highlights in this bill.
Yeah, I think the pay raise is really essential, right? The last pay raise of this size or larger was in 2010. I believe that was 3.4%. Since 2010, in the 10 years or 9 years since then, really, the pay raises have mostly been around 1.3, 1.4, 1%. I think it sends a real strong message to our troops and their families that the American people are behind them when you give them this kind of pay raise, which they deserve.
And finally, today, the Girl Scouts of America unveiled a new cookie. It's a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie that will be available starting in 2019 when the selling season kicks off. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 112 points to close the day at 25,300. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The country of Turkey's economy is very close to entering a recession. Their currency is in free fall, inflation is at 15% and climbing. Now, much of this has to do with the fact that the United States imposed economic sanctions on the country because Turkey refused to hand over an American preacher who's being jailed there wrongfully, according to the United States. Laura Wells is a freelance journalist based in Turkey. She joined Fox Business to talk about some of the economic realities the people are starting to see.
We knew that the economy was going down for many years. You talk to any economist, any analyst, and certainly in the past, President Erdogan finds someone to blame when things start going awry. Right now, it's the United States. In the past, it's been the Netherlands. It's been Germany. And I think for a long time, there were tensions building between the two countries before President Trump. Right. And now it's continued. It's really coming to a head right now. This is the time when, you know, the president can capitalize on that and say, look, this is what the United States is doing.
Wells was also asked how this will play out among the supporters of the Turkish president and if they'll continue to support him.
We don't know. His supporters are very loyal. They stuck with him through thick and thin. You know, just a few years ago, we had a rash of terrorist attacks. And they supported him. They said, this is what happens when his party loses the majority. And there was another snap election, and he regained that majority, his party did. And then he has changed the system effectively. So he is sweeping powers that no Western democracy knows. So they've actually just rewarded him each and every time anything happens. So this crisis, he might actually use to his political advantage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.